So You've Been Publicly Shamed, written by John Ronson, narrated by John Ronson. I can hardly remember anything about my childhood, I told the masseuse. It's all gone. A lot of people who can't remember their childhoods, she replied as she massaged my shoulders. It turns out they were sexually abused by their parents. Well, I'd remember that, I said. But it wasn't just the fault of my lousy memory. It was the sheer volume of transgressors I'd chastised. How could I commit to memory that many people? Well, there were the spam bot men. The justice system in the West has a lot of problems, Poe said. But at least there are rules. You have basic rights as the accused. You have your day in court. You don't have any rights when you're accused on the internet. And the consequences are worse. It's worldwide, forever. It felt good to see the balance of power shift so that somebody like Poe was nervous of people like us. But he wouldn't sentence a person to hold a placard for something they hadn't been convicted of. He wouldn't sentence someone for telling a joke that came out badly. The people we were destroying were no longer just people like Jonah, public figures who had committed actual transgressions. They were private individuals who really hadn't done anything much wrong. Ordinary humans were being forced to learn damage control, like corporations that had committed PR disasters. It was very stressful. We are more frightening than you, I said to Poe, feeling quite awed. Poe sat back in his chair, satisfied. You are much more frightening, he said. You are much more frightening. We were much more frightening than Judge Ted Poe. The powerful, crazy, cruel people I usually write about tend to be in far-off places. The powerful, crazy, cruel people were now us. It felt like we were soldiers in a war on other people's floors, and there had suddenly been an escalation in hostilities.